Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about social proof.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And specifically, social proof when you communicate with prospects. Is that right, Steli?
That is indeed correct, my friend.
Yeah. Then teach me, because I don't know how to do this very well.
All right. So here's why I wanted to talk to you about this. Yesterday, I had the honor and pleasure to talk virtually at a conference, and what they did is basically they had a bunch of startups there submit their sales emails to me, and I was able to just like do a cold email teardown or sales email teardown virtually through Google Hangouts. And one thing that struck me was that I looked through 10 different sales emails from 10 different startup teams, and not a single one of them, every single one of them, I had to give feedback about the absolute and utter lack of any type of social proof in there. And so here's what I mean by social proof, right? Social proof means, can you point to things you have done or people and organization that have recognized you in a way that tells me I should trust you or I should believe the things you say, right? And so no matter, like when you start a relationship with a prospect, doesn't matter if it's a cold email or a sales call or even at a conference, if you walk over and you just say hello to somebody and you try to convey who you are and what you do and what you might be able to do for them, if I understand what you do and if I believe or think maybe this could be interesting to me, the next most important hurdle is for me to then believe that you're telling me the truth, right? And the best way to accomplish that is by creating or including some type of social proof. So I was baffled that nobody was doing that. And I thought that might be a good tip to give to people and to point out what are all the different types of social proof, what are kind of cool and interesting way to use it so that nobody who listens to this podcast ever again makes a pitch, sends an email, or makes a call and just rambles on what their service does and how valuable it could be without including some type of social proof to really, you know, help them convince others to trust them and give them their money.
So how do I do this? Like, how do I actually do this and it be genuine, it not seem like wrong? Because there's a psychology in two ways. One is I myself writing the email need to do a good job of not feeling guilty for putting it or feeling like I shouldn't do it and things like that. Then there's the other aspect of it, which is how do I do it right so that the prospect actually engages with me and it actually helps the situation? I guess that's my psychological barrier to doing it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're a unique case because you have so much social proof that it feels awkward for you to use that social proof, right, to talk about yourself.
Sure.
I think that most startups will not have this problem. I personally do get what you mean. But here's the way I think about this, or the way that I think most startups should think about this. When I say social proof, I don't mean bragging, right? I really don't. I don't mean tell me how awesome other people say you are. Well, I mean, maybe a little bit of it. But what I'm saying is that you need to create some kind of credibility, especially in situations where the person you're talking to does not know who you are or what your startup is, and so is trying to wonder, should I believe this person or not? Should I trust this person or not? Does this person have any kind of credibility? And I'll give you an example. Like one of the cold emails, it said a lot of very technical things in terms of describing what their product and service was doing. And some of those technical things, you know, I was like, should I believe this or not? Is this hyperbole? Can this be trusted? I really didn't know. And then in their second cold follow-up email, at the very end of a very long email, they actually included that they're all MIT engineers and there were researchers at MIT and that's how they stumbled over this solution. And to me, it was like, well, holy shit, that's the thing you should say very early, right? Because being a highly technical team of people at MIT is different from being, you know, another group of engineers that might not have as much credibility as the institution of MIT has when it comes to technical things. So what university you're from, what press you have received, what customers you've been able to acquire, you know, and customers could be like, you can create different types of social proof. It could be a very big logo, a very recognizable brand, but it could also just be a very relatable brand or a local customer. So, you know, if I'm a business that's in Santa Barbara, do you have other businesses that are using your service that are also in Santa Barbara, right? Location and proximity can really create high level of social proof using customer quotes or customer case studies. So instead of just telling me we're helping lots of customers like you increase their revenue by 10%, that's okay. But now I'm like, is this bullshit? Is this not? Rather than just telling me about what you do generically for an anonymous crowd, tell me, hey, there's a customer in Santa Barbara just like you. That customer is called X, Y, and Z, and here's what we've been able to do for them specifically. We help them increase their revenue by 11.25% or whatever. Or here's a customer quote. Here's a quote from that customer in Santa Barbara. So using real proof from other institutions or people, individuals, and customers to convince me that what you're telling me you can do, other people and other groups can verify versus you just telling me of everything that you think you can do for me. I think that that's the... It's not rocket science, but it's surprising that nobody does it. And I think the more important part, maybe one thing that we can touch on, is how do you generate social proof in the early days where you don't already have a ton of it, right? You don't have that many customers. You are not famous. You don't come from a great school. You've not received any press or awards. How do you do that in the very early days? I think that that might be maybe a different episode, or maybe we'll address it in this one. But if you have any, you should always use it, and you should never feel ashamed of using that.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. And I totally get that, like, you know, if you're somebody who's starting out, I mean, it's super important to go get it. I guess my approach is always like, if your product is of value, there's always going to be somebody who is going to say that. And them saying that, is an opportunity for you to sort of take it and, use it. And so for me, you hear this commonly in customer support or live chat, that people are singing your praises, right? Your product's praises, mm-hmm. or, you know, how good your support is or whatever. So oftentimes what I'll do is I will ask them, do you mind if I attribute it to you and your company? And so I found that to be pretty easy, a way to sort of put this type of social proof into different places, especially like even a cold email.